15 and a half before 6, and we missed him yesterday, so we just can't wait to talk to Jason Cairns again. Best 5 minutes of the day, our neuropsychologist friend from Marshfield Clinic, but just at his home in Eau Claire on this 59-degree Wednesday, the 17th of July. Yeah, welcome to the second half of July as of noon yesterday.
Well, good. I guess we're, Grace and I were just talking about that yesterday, that it's hard to believe that it's already halfway through July, so... Yeah, here we are.
Now, let me get this straight. You were off. You had your bariatric surgery. It's going well. And, in fact, when you get done with this, you're usually, a 2 to 3 mile walk in the morning now?
Yep. Yeah, so I'll probably walk about 2.5 miles after we get off the phone here before the day gets started. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And and you went back to work last week, is it right?
I went to back to work for a few days last week.
Okay, all right.
And my assistants are actually gone now. So I was like, well, I might as well take off if they're not going to be there.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So it went from sick time to vacation time, basically, is what happened.
Pretty nice.
I can't argue with it. I don't know what my July numbers are going to look like, but it's nice to be off. So
I saw a mutual friend of ours, retired Christian counselor Rob Gillette, yesterday. He wishes you well with the post-surgery. And I told him you're doing great. I mean, in terms of where are we at in terms of getting back to solid food now?
Well, I'm on soft foods at this point,
okay.
So I can eat most things. I can't, like, eat steak or anything like that yet. But, mostly I'm, they got Culver's yesterday, and my mom had made homemade mashed potatoes, and rather than getting Culver's, I just ate her homemade mashed potatoes, and so that was just fine by me. But, I eat chicken and fish at this point and so forth.
We've talked about, you've been open about this, right? I mean, just our relationship with food in general, kind of a wellness Wednesday here in our 5 minutes. So, I mean, even as you talk about that, I'm we're having breakfast on Saturdays. You're getting, decaf coffee. I mean, so are you missing food, or are you're good with this whole emotionally?
Yeah, I really don't. I don't know that there are things that I've been missing. I know some people come out of surgery and say they have cravings. Some people say they've had different cravings than they've ever had before, but I don't really get hungry at this point, so I just eat whatever is probably best for me at the time, and I eat a variety of foods, but I have not been. Normally, I would be craving cookies, and that's just not been the case.
No, it's great, fantastic. Well, we applaud you, and we're happy for you. All right. Also, so much to talk about, but I mean, I guess one of the things on my mind is just that idea of. There's a book I borrowed from you. I've had it for a while, John Ortberg. I would like you more if you were more like me. And it seems like that is, there's so much, not just people, but life in general, that I can look heavenward and want it to be different, and yet I don't have any control over it. Do you ever wrestle with that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think it's exactly the title. It's if everyone was just like me, I have this fantasy that we would all get along, and that's probably not true because I'm not always easy to get along with, but we live in this world of great diversity, so working to love and get along well with people is a daily challenge.
And then real quick, I mean, I think in terms of as Christians, then I think about loving those outside of the body of Christ because they're not even Christians. And then, John 3:17, I did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him, Jesus.
Yep.
But then also even within we're all at different places of, spiritual growth in this whole sanctification thing. And so often I just seem in my sinful heart, like, how come you're not where I'm at? I'm like, oh, wow. At that person's age, and I was not nearly where they're at,
Yes. Yes, for sure. I think we have a way of idealizing I don't know what the right word is for it, but putting down the spiritual place others are at rather than recognizing them as individual humans.
And we elevate ourselves. We really do.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Mutual strugglers here this morning. Acts 4:32, just one verse today.
And that says, all the believers were united in heart and mind, and they felt that what they owed was not their own, so they shared everything they had.
Hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you say this, the early church was far from perfect, but it offered a glimpse of what is coming. The growing church was committed to loving me and loving one another. sharing a unified vision of life in my kingdom. No one held on to their possessions. Instead, they shared generously, knowing all good things come from me. Understand, beloved, no one forced them to share, but their generosity was an overflow of their love for one another.
Yeah, if we could come to recognize that deep, deep interconnectedness, that we're all one, right? You know, I think that would really change how we interact rather than thinking of things as our individual possessions, to think of it as how do we help the world flourish around us.
Very good. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you later.
Our buddy Jason Kahn's on WWIB. Well, before I get you to the markets here on WWIB this morning and check that July corn and soybeans. Yes, thank you. Keith in Owen on the listener line reminding us that David Hasselhoff, I said Baywatch. He said he was also Knight Rider. But he talked to his car. He says, very good. And Keith also sharing that he listened last week from North Dakota and listening this week from Winter, Wisconsin. Well, you're just traveling everywhere, Keith. That's fun. Keith's our faithful listener from early in the morning, so we appreciate that. All right. Wanted to just tell you, though, about this day, July 17th. Well, this was the same. We said this yesterday. I don't know. I thought they were saying yesterday that Disneyland opened. So let's skip over. That's 2 days in a row. All right, it continued to open. On this day in 2005, Tiger Woods won his 10th major title at the British Open, which actually tees off tomorrow across the pond, as they like to say. And on this day in 1997, Woolworth, remember Woolworths? They closed their last of their 400 stores, the Five and Dime chain, lasted 117 years. So more on Today in History of Dawson after 2:45, typically on the drive. Today's hot dog day. It's peach ice cream day. And I like peaches. I like ice cream. I don't know if I've had them together, but it sounds pretty good. It is Tattoo Day and World Emoji Day. We were talking some about emojis yesterday. And today's number is 27.6 billion. That is I dare you to count to that. That is the number of live chickens in the world. So not a chicken shortage. Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia to morph into Win It Wednesday because we didn't get a winner with this question yesterday. Half a billion of these are made each year. Half a billion what? 715-723-2555. Half a billion of these are made each year. And our prize, 2 full event tickets to OneFest 2024. We'll throw in parking as well. Thank you again to our great OneFest covered sponsors, including Relum Senior Daycare, Dana Yoder of Edina Realty, Michelle Mua, your State Farm insurance agent, and a host of others. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Half a billion, with a B, half a billion of these are made each year. Give us a call for your chance to win OneFest tickets. If you haven't won OneFest tickets from us yet, you can give us a jingle here, 715-723-2555.
So standard fare is, with these Tuesday trivia carryovers, is you've had a whole day to think about it. We'll take those fresh guesses, and if we still don't have an answer, then at 745, we'll give a hint.
So your best chance, you never know when it is, but we might give you a clue later on. But the more clues we give, probably the more people who jump in and say, I think I know what it is. So give us a call now, and let's see if we can solve this. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Deb. I am calling from Stanley.
All right, Deb.
And I want to guess knobs,
like
doorknobs.
Knobs for different items.
Okay, knobs for different items. Half a billion knobs made each year. Very creative guess. Is it what we're looking for, Deb from Stanley?
Sorry,
it's not,
Deb.
But you go on and call us back, 715-723-2555. Half a billion.
That was a different guess.
Each year. Yeah, and again, the more I think about it, it's like, wow, okay, I see a lot of creativity in
I've
that.
Never thought about knob production before.
Yeah, but you know what? Could be half a billion of those are made, just not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. Incorrect guesses so far. Rolls of toilet paper, babies, jelly beans, cars, plastic bags, chocolates, disposable diapers, potato chips, U.S. quarters, cell phones, Lego tires, bottles of ketchup, Christmas trees, semi-trucks, golf balls, headphones or earbuds, fishing hooks, light bulbs, pennies, water guns, shoes, and now knobs. Those are all the incorrect answers. Half a billion of these are made each year. Do you want the chance to go to OneFest for free with a guest? Give us a call and guess right now, 715-723-2555. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls here.
All right, Mark.
I'll go with books.
Is it books? Half a billion books made each year, Mark, from Chippewa Falls?
Sorry, Mark.
Not the books. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sheila, and I'm calling from Wausau.
Hi, right, Sheila.
Sheila, good to hear from Wausau. What do you think?
My guess is toothpicks.
Is it toothpicks?
Oh, that's creative, yeah.
Toothpicks. Excellent guess. Is it the right one? No, Sheila, thank you for calling 94.3 FM.
That was a good
there.
Guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do three more guesses here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Barron.
Hey, Mary, what do you think?
Pencils.
Pencils. Is it pencils, Mary from Barron?
Sorry, Mary.
No, thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hi,
right,
Jan.
Jan, go ahead.
Is it cars?
Is cars. It cars?
A half lot of cars.
Cars made each year.
Not
a cars. One more guess here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tom from Glenwood City.
Hey, Tom.
What do you think? Home of the Hilltoppers.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's keys.
Is it keys?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Half a billion keys made each year. Tom from Glenwood City. Is it keys? It's not.
You know,
but now folks really starting to say, hey, we want to win those
what is
tickets.
It? Yeah. And more cars, it seems, not needing a key to start
yeah,
it these
that's
days.
That's true, so. The fob, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see if we can come up with a clue for y'all in about 20 minutes or so.
Win a Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, second try and fifth try overall on this question that is stumping listeners all across the WIB listening area, Caleb.
Indeed, the question is this. Half a billion of these are made each year. What is it? We're giving away two full event tickets to OneFest 2024 coming up so soon. We'll throw parking in there as well. Thank you to our great coverage sponsors here at WWIB and WOGO for our coverage and promotion of OneFest. Those include Mother Nature's Food on London Road, Eau Claire, Footprints in Time, Birth Center and Family Clinic in Black River Falls and Greenwood, and Trendstone Services in Eau Claire. Thank you to them. 715-723-2555. And as promised, we do have a clue here this time.
We do have a clue, finally. And the clue is that the item in question is portable.
This is portable. Half a billion, with a B, half a billion of these are made each year. It's portable.
Uh-huh.
It's portable. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, second time we've heard from Wausau today. Tammy, go ahead.
Shoes?
Shoes. Is it shoes?
They're portable.
Shoes would be very portable, right? It's kind of by their nature. Is it shoes? Tammy from Wausau. It's not shoes. Call us back, Tammy. 715-723-2555. Let's go again to the phones here. Good morning on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning again. This is Sheila from Wausau. I thought I'd try again, but I think it might be more than half a billion.
Well, go ahead and try, Sheila. And, man, we've heard from Wausau twice in a row. I love it. What do you think?
I'm thinking credit cards. And I'm sorry, I didn't hear the guest before me. So
the previous guest was shoes. So is it credit cards? Half a billion credit cards made each year. Sheila from Wausau?
Sorry.
Not credit cards. Try again. I love hearing from 94.3 FM. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Are you there? Go ahead. I guess we lost it. Call back 715-723-2555.
Stick with it, folks.
Half a billion of these are made each year. It's portable.
Mm-hmm.
It's portable. Half a billion of these are made each year. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Wow, we're having
Hello?
A little... There you are. Hey, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Lena from Prentice.
All right, Lena, go ahead.
Is it cell phones?
Is it cell phones? Half a billion cell phones. I believe that was guessed.
Yeah, I think it was guessed. You want another guess?
Go ahead. If you can think quickly, you can have another guess, Lena.
Oh.
I think you cut out on us a little bit. Still there, Lena?
Bibles.
Is it Bibles? Half a billion Bibles made each year? No, but I feel bad buzzing the Bible, so I'm not going to buzz the Bible. But no, Lena, that's not what we're looking for.
No Bible buzz here.
Yes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Micah from Prentice.
Hey, Micah.
Hey, two in a row from
We're
Wausau.
We're big in Prentice and Wausau today.
There you go. Go ahead, Micah.
M&M.
Is it M&M's? Half a billion M&M's. We were at Mike on Cinemas last night, and Teddy enjoyed some mini M&M's while we watched Despicable Me 4. Is it M&M's? No, but it goes along well with Micah's name, M&M's. Let's see three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. Think portable. Half a billion of these are made each year for One Fest tickets. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, go ahead.
Hearing aid.
Is it hearing aids?
Hearing aids.
Half a billion hearing aids made each year? No, we're not hearing the right answer there. Thank you, Tammy. Call back. Two more tries here before we push this past 8:15. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rachel from Osseo.
Rachel from Osseo. Go ahead.
Is it laptops?
Is it laptops? Man, so many people make laptops, too, from Apple to the more traditional IBM, Microsoft, things like that. Is it laptops? Half a billion of them? Not laptops, but an excellent guess. Mm-hmm. Very good guess.
Yep.
We've got time for one more guess here, so let's go to this line. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show?
It's Lena from Prentice again.
All right, Lena, last guess. Let's go around. Go ahead.
Is it fans?
Is it fans? That'd be feel really good during some of the hot days we've had. Halvo, is it fans? Half a billion of them made each year, so Lena can go to One Fest.
Sorry, Lena.
It's not.
We're going to try again in what's been a stumper question yesterday and today, but it's a Win It Wednesday with a pair of tickets, including parking on the line for One Fest, which is now just 16 days away.
Here's the question. Half a billion of these are made each year. Half a billion with a B. Half a billion of these are made each year. We've told you it's portable. Think portable. Think portable. And thinking about that while thanking some of our great OneFest coverage sponsors making all of our promotion and coverage of OneFest possible. They include Snappy Car Wash of Eau Claire, Cannot, and Lady Smith, your family-owned A&W restaurants of Withy, Spencer, Altoona, Cannot. They have that new location now open in Colby. How about the Pine Lodge Shop of Chautauqua? Thank you to Cindy and the crew and Great Harvest Bread Company, Eau Claire, some of our great OneFest coverage sponsors. Give us a call if you want to take a guess at this. 715-723-2555. Thinking portable, Halvo.
Yeah.
Half a billion of these are made each year.
Well, I'll tell you what. We were discussing whether or not to give a hint right away, but if nobody's calling, maybe
we
should give.
Okay. Here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Paula.
And where are you calling from, Paula?
Chautauqua.
Paula from Chautauqua. We haven't heard from Chautauqua yet. Go ahead.
I'm thinking paperclips.
Is it paperclips? Paula says paperclips. Is it paperclips, Halvo?
I'm sorry, Paula.
Not paperclips, but call us back. 715-723-2555. Again, think portable. Half a billion of these are made each year. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Lady Smith.
Hey, Julie, what do you think?
I think flossers.
What was that?
Like for tea?
Saucers for tea. There you go. I thought it was flossers.
I thought flossers,
yeah,
too.
Flossers.
Okay.
It's not those. Not flossers or saucers. So we'll just give you a
full
double
rules
guess.
Full rules, too,
because we couldn't hear you well. Thank you for the call, and call us back. Again, good to hear from Russ County as well, as we've heard from all over the WIB listening area. Good morning, WWIB. Half a billion of these are made each year. Think portable. What's your name? What are you calling from? Where are you calling from first? And then give us your guess. Good morning, WWIB. What do you think?
This is Barb from La Crosse. How about coolers?
How about coolers? First time we've heard from La Crosse as well, so good to hear from you, Barb. Is it coolers? Is it half a billion coolers? And
those are portable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's
not what we're looking for, though. Call again from the Cooley region. Call from wherever you might be. 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday with Caleb and Havel here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, go ahead.
I got a new pair of these yesterday. Eyeglasses.
Okay, sure. Half a billion eyeglasses made each year.
Put Mark those on. Chippewa take them Falls. Wherever you go.
No, not it. Thank you, Mark. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
It's Cooper.
And where are you calling from, Cooper?
Eau Claire.
Cooper from Eau Claire. All right, go ahead, bud. What do you think?
Chargers.
Is it chargers? Are you thinking like cell phone? Well, really, it could be chargers for anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We just had to buy a couple new chargers for our station remote broadcasting equipment, actually. Half a billion chargers made each year. Cooper?
Sorry.
No. Thank you, though. Three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Tupelo.
Hey, all right, Linda.
Air conditioners.
Is it air conditioners?
Yeah.
Half a billion air conditioners made each year, Linda? No. Two more guesses.
The portable part, maybe not so much with those, but okay.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Hi, Julie. Ahead,
Julie, what do you think? For One Fest tickets?
Crayons?
Is it crayons?
That was the answer last week.
Could we have done that again?
Wow.
And made crayons the answer twice? No.
No.
We didn't do that. All right, 715-723-2555. Phone lines are jammed, and we only have time for one more guess. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Wow, that's the question that stumps them.
That happened yesterday.
Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Caden
from
Eau Claire.
Caden from Eau Claire. Go ahead, Caden. What do you think?
Rubber ducks.
I love that guess.
Like Ernie from Sesame Street.
Half a billion rubber ducks made each year. Halvo, is Caden right for One Fest tickets?
You're not, but we're not going to buzz you, I don't think.
We're not. We couldn't do that. But thank you, Caden. About 20 minutes. And this time, I think it's time for another clue, don't you?
And the next one's going to be more helpful.
Yes.
Again, it's not going to probably immediately give it to you, but it's going to be more helpful than the first one.
All right. So we will have that for you again. Hang tight, about 20 minutes away.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show for the fourth time today and the seventh time in the last 2 days. We're going to throw a question out to you, but for only the second time, we're going to give you another hint, another clue.
Absolutely. And again, we'll just start off by saying thank you once again to our great One Fest coverage sponsors, making our promotion, giveaways, coverage, and fun of One Fest possible. A few more of them: Eat My Fish, that's Jeremiah's Bullfrog Fish Farm in Menominee, Coffee Coffee House and Cafe, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire, Badger Steel and Fabricating of Rice Lake, and Relevant Builders of Elk Mound. Some of our One Fest coverage sponsors, thank you so much. Giving away 2 full event tickets to One Fest to the person who solves this. And the lines are jam-packed, and we haven't even given the new clue. Half a billion of these are made each year is our question. 715-723-2555. Half a billion of these are made each year. We've told you it's portable. It's portable. Next clue?
The next clue is it's also edible.
It's portable and edible.
Yeah.
Half a billion of these are made each year. It's portable and edible. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
All right, Jan from Chippewa. What do you think?
You're first up after the second clue.
Bottles of water.
Is it bottles of water? Jan from Chippewa? Bottles of water. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Think portable. Now think edible as well. Half a billion of these are made each year. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. Missed it. All right. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Caleb. It's Beth Deitch.
Hey, Beth. What do you think?
Hershey Kisses?
Hershey's Kisses. Beth from Eau Claire, I believe. Half a billion Hershey's Kisses made each year. Not what we're looking for.
But that's the idea, right? Portable and edible.
Yeah. I mean, very portable Hershey's Kisses and very edible as well.
Uh-huh.
Half a billion of these.
Probably a lot of them made.
Yes, are made each year. Good morning, WWIB, on this Win It Wednesday with Caleb and Halvo on the WIB Wake Up Show. First off, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Barb from La Crosse.
Barb from La Crosse. For a chance to win your way into OneFest 2024, Barb from La Crosse, what do you think?
Granola bars.
Granola bars. Oh, I do enjoy granola bars.
They are good.
Half a billion granola bars made each year. Barb from La Crosse for One Fest tickets.
Sorry, Barb.
No, call us back. Good to hear from you at 93.7 FM. Phone lines jam-packed here, 715-723-2555.
Will we get a winner today?
Will it become Trad Again Thursday, or will Win It Wednesday live up to its name? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lena from Prentice.
Lena's been trying throughout this contest. Maybe today is the day. Lena, go ahead.
I hope so.
What do you think?
Hostess snack cakes?
Hostess snack cakes.
Yeah, there's so many options, right?
Yeah. Is it half a billion Hostess snack cakes made each year?
She was smart to not just go apple pie or Twinkies, right? She just says Hostess snack cakes.
Lena, did you get it? No, I'm sorry. Call us back. Try again, friend. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladysmith.
Hey, John.
Well, hey there, John. What do you think?
I'll guess cheeseburgers.
Is it cheeseburgers?
Cheeseburger.
Have a billion cheeseburgers made each year. Cheeseburgers?
Sorry, John.
Not cheeseburgers, but again, One of the original portable fast foods, sure.
We're on the trail here. Last four guesses, Hershey Kisses, granola bars, Hostess snack cakes, and cheeseburgers.
So. I think we can do three guesses here before Win It Wednesday. We'll have to move to Try It Again Thursday. So three more tries.
Come on,
guys.
Half
a billion of these made each year. Think portable, think edible. One Fest ticket's on the line. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Come on, Linda.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking it's those things that my granddaughter loves, those bread pretzel cheese.
Pretzels and cheese. Okay, the little snack pretzel and cheese. Is that it?
Sorry, Linda.
It's not. Two more guesses. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron over here in Eau Claire. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Aaron.
Well,
good.
Aaron, go ahead. Half a billion of these portable edible things made each year. What do you think?
Corn dogs.
Is it corn dogs? Aaron from Eau Claire.
Not
Sorry,
corn
Aaron. Dogs. One final guess. Eeny, meeny, miny. All right. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Arlene from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Arlene. Half a billion of these portable edible things made each year. The final guest today is
Down
yours.
To you, Arlene.
What do you think?
Ice cream cone?
Is it ice cream cone?
The summer of 2024, could
today.
That be it?
Ice cream for the first 50 people or apple cider slushies, apple cider floats at Avenue Orchard.
It is ice cream month.
Yeah. Is it ice cream?
Sorry.
It's not. All right. We'll bring this back, but I feel like if folks ruminate on the clue...
Yeah.
I think we'll get this pretty early tomorrow morning.
It's portable. It's edible.
After 7:15 tomorrow on the WIB Wake Up Show, we're giving you a shot again. Try It Again Thursday. Win those OneFest tickets for yourself or someone else.